I like your style, dude.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Dr. Groove on the wireless. Dr. Groove on the wireless.
Hello there, listeners, and welcome to you people out in Radio Land. This is Dr. Groove. I have returned to the wireless. You're listening to Groove on the wireless number 30. I am beset on all sides by cats who seem to be molting directly onto me. And I have to first of all apologize for the number of shows. There was a recent couple of missing ones, and I keep saying that it's going to be sorted out, and it will be sorted out because I think we're into the final straights in terms of exams and different things. And there I am, middle-aged man, doing exams, but I've got through them, most of them, and we should be okay now. We should be in the home straight, so to speak. I've got some exams coming up, but I should be able to manage them, and life will get more normal after this, for whatever that means. We started the show off with a Fortet remix of a band called Ultra Nista, I think it is. And that was Small Talk. And then we went to somebody that you would know from the drum and bass days, Rings Around Saturn, Mr. Fotech himself with No Agenda. And from next, for the next thing, we're going to go to... isn't it good to be in May, by the way, with lovely sunshine and all the rest? I was trying to start the show off with something from the Red Army Choir, and that didn't happen, but we may finish up with something from the Red Army Choir, because May Day, of course, starts the whole days of May off. And then the other thing that's big that happens in May is the Giro d'Italia, and right now I see an exhausted cyclist, Sean Deckenkob, in front of me, who's just won a stage after chasing some guy down in a corner after a whole load of people went over like Skittles. So anyway, that's cycling for you. Where are we going to go from here? It's always a mystery to me, but we're going to... This is a little track that I discovered by Art Tatum, going way back to 1934, and this is called The Kerry Dance, and I think you'll be familiar. Some of you will be familiar with the kind of tinkling of the ivories and some of the tunes, and then you can see what art does with it. It makes art out of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, give those boys a hand. That was the Bjorn Svensson trio, Este Bjorn Svensson, who is a gentleman from Sweden, or was a gentleman from Sweden. Unfortunately, I only found out about him after he had passed away. He died in a scuba diving accident in 2008. But it was quite an exciting group that he put together with himself. Esbjorn Svensson on piano, Dan Berglund on double bass, and Magnus Ostrom on drums. And so they were kind of putting together music that wasn't really jazz. It was about something else. I suppose it was jazz, but it was kind of jazz of the future as opposed to jazz of the past. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. And you're here listening to Groove on the Wireless, and we are... where are we exactly now? Where it's... Come here, Pancho. I'm surrounded by cats. Previously, we had Pushkin in the studio, and he kind of completely molted all over me. Pancho is a more elegant cat, I would imagine, than Pushkin. He's black, and he's quite the stylist, really. He really cares about his appearance, and despite his age, seems to still... managed to carry himself with a certain amount of grace and elegance. Okay, so what did we have before that? I can't really remember because I went away and went to a meeting in the meantime and came back. So I think we started with piano, and then we went into, yes, we did. We started with Art Tatum and Kerry Dance, which is quite unique, I think. And then Art made art out of that little natural Irish air. And then we went into, I think it was The Cure with something from them. And then we returned to the Esbjorn Svensson trio. I just keep saying it, Esbjorn, like I can actually say anything approaching Swedish or Scandinavian appropriately. But anyway, let's not worry about that. The weather, the recent good weather, was nice to behold, and it got me thinking about different songs. So this is a song I always associate with good weather, and it's by that old band called The Stranglers.
That you got some suntan lotion in that bottle of yours. Spread it all over my peeling skin, baby. That feels real good. All the skirts lapping up the sun. Lap me up. Why don't you come on and lap me up? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Just lying down on the sand dunes. I better go take a swim and see if I can cool down a little bit. 'Cause you and me, woman, we got a lot of things on our minds. You know what I mean? Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, you just take a look over there. For women, that's what I preach. looks like I'm gonna be stuck here the whole summer. Well, what a bummer. I can think of a lot worse places to be. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer.
Why is it that most of the people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place, huh? Huh? Boy, these conservatives are really something, aren't they? They're all in favor of the unborn. They will do anything for the unborn. But once you're born, you're on your own. Pro-life conservatives are obsessed with the fetus from conception to 9 months. After that, they don't want to know about you. They don't want to hear from you. No, nothing. No neonatal care, no daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're pre-born, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're fucked. You're fucked. Conservatives don't give a shit about you until you reach military age. Then they think you are just fine, just what they've been looking for. Conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. Pro-life. Pro-life. These people aren't pro-life, they're killing doctors. What kind of pro-life is that? What, they'll do anything they can to save a fetus, but if it grows up to be a doctor, they just might have to kill it? They're not pro-life. You know what they are? They're anti-woman. Simple as it gets. Anti-woman. They don't like them. They don't like women.
Thank you.
Yes, and that was the Indomitable Peaches. And before that, we had a song. No, we had George Carlin on Pro Life is Anti-Woman. That's a little speech that he put together, which is pretty much fairly accurate, and a lot to do with that new legislation that they've now proposed, which seems to make it more restrictive, and seems to be rolling back on information and provision, which is information and travel, which we won back in 1992 in the referendum. And then you wait for over 20 years for legislation, and then they make it more restrictive. What's that all about? And before that, we had Peaches, which was a song by the Stranglers. So you see, there was a whole Peaches thing going on there between one thing and another. Where are we going from here? I think what we'll do is we'll play a new song, and then we might go out with the Red Army Choir, since I promised that at the start and we didn't do it. And it's a song by the Red Army Choir called Dark Eyes, which is a male choir in full effect, y'all. But before we do all that, let's play this new track, which is something from it's a remix, and just read the sleeve notes. That's how we do all these things. And I don't think I'm going to be talking to you anymore, so I hope you enjoyed show number 30. I don't know what we're going to call this, a peach of a show, maybe. I'm not really sure. Oh, the Peaches song was Lover Tits, by the way. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I hope the weather continues. Enjoy the Giro, enjoy everything else. Thanks to my friends for sending me in good music and recommendations. You can contact me by emailing me, dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org, and keep listening to the show. Keep free radio alive, man, on Radioactive International. Bye bye. Thank you.
tackle, blindfolded, shaved. This sun makes you a beast, some human machine. You're not his prisoner, you're just a detainee. In this enduring war, it's war not meant to be seen. Oh, X-ray sun penetrates you to the bone. Oh, never setting sun, never leaving you alone. Oh, X-ray sun penetrates you to the bone. Oh, never setting sun, never leaving you alone. No right to have a soul, no right to have a name. Just numbers for the beasts, the beasts are to be enslaved. Oh, X-ray sun penetrates to the bone. Oh, never setting sun, never leaving you alone. Oh, X-ray sun penetrates you to the bone. Shaved. This sun makes you a beast, subhuman machine. You're not his prisoner, you're just a detainee. In this enduring war, the war not to be seen. Oh, X-ray sun penetrates you to the bone. Oh, never setting sun, never leaving you alone. Oh, X-ray sun penetrates to the bone. Oh, setting sun, never leaving you alone.